that I was wed to such a man that would do so great injury both to himself and unto me. Methinks he might have led alone the chiefest branch of nature's boon. O husband, husband, what have you done? You've parted with jewels were none of proof, but they were jewels belonging to me, for which I'd not take gold nor fee. Them I delighted more to feel than e'er I did my spinning wheel. That I am lame and thou must halt, for hadst thou but proved to me, then I had done the like to thee. And if thou hadst been true, my girl, I ne'er have parted with nature's pearl. Ah, my dear wife, thou dost not know what terrible pains I undergo, for never man did feel such pain. I wish it were to do again. I should not do my dear such wrong, nor be the subject for this song. Ah, my dear husband, you're to blame to bring upon us so much shame. For most men will both say and swear that you hold fair. And if you there look like an elf, O husband, you may thank yourself. Dear husband, you have done me wrong, for poets will put us in a song. You might as well have cut off all as leave behind a thing so small. And thus to break your wedlock band, to leave a thing that cannot stand. Come, my dear wife, before we part, I'll teach thee a trick and proved by art. These alloys they shall do the same as if that I were at the game. Then do not doubt of thine own cure.